Welcome to the Coffee and Questions podcast. I am your host, Michelle Berman-Michael, and my mission with this podcast is simple: to help realtors and loan officers across the world tap into the value Instagram can have for them and their business. To me, organic business that comes to us is the name of the game. On this show, you're going to hear from myself, other experts across social media, and also others that are just like you, selling real estate and doing loans and doing it at a high level on social media. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Coffee and Questions podcast. My name is Michelle Berman-Michael. You know that. But what we're going to be talking about today is so important, and there is nobody better qualified to have this conversation, in my opinion, than this incredible woman who I'm about to introduce to all of you guys. If you guys don't know her, her name is Marjorie Adam. She runs the Marjorie Adams real estate team in Charlottesville, Virginia. She is a realtor, a coach, a podcaster, a mom, and in my opinion, a certified badass. And I say that because there are very few people that can make me cry. This woman made me cry in all of the right ways. But Marjorie, I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited. I got to know you and very happy to connect with you and spend some more time with you.
Me too. I feel like this is just the beginning of lots of things to come, and it's so fun. So Marjorie, you and I met at Amplify. So lots of people who are listening to this are going to know of the elusive Amplify.
Yes.
But it is a very special event that we got to spend time together at, and there was so much there. But the most important thing for me was just getting to know you, right? Like who you are as a human, and what you represent to the real estate community, I just think is so powerful. So if you don't mind, would you just tell my audience a little bit about who you are, how you got into the business, what your career has looked like, and just sort of give us an intro.
Sure. Thank you. So I'm in Charlottesville, Virginia. And actually, I grew up with a mom who was a realtor. So of course, I said I would never be in real estate ever. So and mom and I had a lot of challenges in our life. And we actually came back together and I joined her and became a team with her before teams were a thing, started working with her. And it was such a joy because you know, all the things that were taught, like your database, she really didn't have one. And I thought, oh, this is crazy. And she just had this ability to connect to people. She was just this magnetic, caring woman who, you know, really championed the champagne lunch, and our clients just loved her. And so just seeing how the relationship was so important, and everyone talks about it, but she lived it. And as her business kind of started to slow down, she ended up getting Parkinson's. And so as she sort of was slowing down, I was ramping up. My brother came and joined me. So we've always been a family business. And I've been fortunate to be a realtor in Charlottesville for, I think it's 28 years now. Amazing. I'm at a cool brokerage on Nest Realty currently. It's a local kind of just really comfortable place. I love it. And what I love is I get to be a realtor. I get to work with first-time home buyers. I get to work with relocating buyers, luxury buyers, sellers. I love all of it. I do both. I am very hands-on in the team. I also got to start coaching in 2014. So I've gotten to coach realtors across the country. I was fortunate about a year and a half ago to get the opportunity to start a podcast. So I also have a podcast. It's called Real Estate Unscripted, and I love it. And through all these connections I've gotten to meet you, right? So I have a great friend that said, you're going to go to an AmpCon and a mastermind with Renee Rodriguez. And I was like, okay, I'm going. And everyone's like, why, what are you going to learn? I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know what happens there. I just know if she said go, go. And through that, I ended up at Amplify, which is an amazing, amazing, amazing event. And I got to connect with you. So, I love what I do. I'm very fortunate to get to meet great people and help families. And I'm very blessed.
Yeah, I feel like you just ooze mama bear. And I know we've talked about that.
That might be my new Instagram. Just when you're helping me more, I might become mama bear. I just think about it.
I fully support it. And I can tell for all of you guys who are listening to this, who don't know Marjorie, like, please go look her up. And I'll say that again, probably 17 more times in this episode. But there is something about a opportunity to connect with you that is very I don't even know what the word is. You just really can't put it into words specifically. It's more of a feeling. And one of the things that I love about you is your ability to make every person feel that way. Right. So like when we were at Amplify, it's a very intimate group. There's not a lot of people there. But every single one of us is going through our own battle, right? Like you included, we all have our thing.
And I remember very vividly going to dinner that night and being very excited that the location of our seats were directly across from each other, how that ended up. I remember thinking that when I sat down, I was like, yes. But watching you coach everybody in that room without even really meaning to, I mean, I'm thinking of Caleb right now, like Caleb was just soaking every ounce of what you were saying up. And I know that specifically the conversation we're going to have is about Instagram and about community, but you create community wherever you go. And I think that that's something that I just want to praise you for. And I guess my question to you would be, how do you do that? Like, how is that just your personality, or is that just, how did that come to be?
So I think probably it started in childhood where I did have a more difficult childhood. We all often do, right? I mean, that's a story that everyone has. And I think telling the story and connecting to the story. So for me, I have a hard time if someone seems left out or if someone doesn't feel like they can do something, it just brings something out of me, right? I think if you see a group of people and, you know, if anywhere you go, you'll see people that just sort of naturally connect with people. And then you see people that they're just not quite 100% there. Right. And so to me, it's how do we bring them in? How do they feel comfortable? And then if people have some mindsets, there's nothing worse than I can't do this or I'm not this. And I'm like, oh, no, we're not going with that. So I think how can we help people achieve everything they can achieve, right? Get over mind blocks and understand the connection with people. And I'm genuinely a super curious person. And I love people. And I think I want everyone to get everything they can. So out of this event, it was like, how can we maximize getting out of there? And if it's a client of mine, it's like, yes, we got you. And this is how we're going to get you there. And I think the more of us that can do that, you know, the world's, it's gotta be a better place. It's too hard now. There's too much division. And, you know, I just really love everything about people. And I just think if we could all just take a second and help someone who needs it and pay attention to that, what a difference it would be. You know, it seems so simplistic, but you know, it's even you're at an airport and you see someone and you're like, oh, and I think, you know, and some people might think it's weird. I'm a little weird. Yes. I'm quirky. I'll walk up to someone in an airport and be like, girl, I love your outfit. And I mean it, right. How can we make someone feel better, but really mean it. So I think it's not empty compliments. It's not, if it's not who you are, it doesn't work, but I am someone who, you know, if you need something, it's like, oh yeah, we got you here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that translates into really any aspect of life, right? I mean, and I love that you use the airport example, and I'm going to go on a tiny tangent only because of what you just said. But as a mom, right, especially as a newer mom with a little one traveling in the airport by yourself, and I remember doing it for the very first time on my own. And it was so insane to me how many people were just like, here, let me get that. Hold on. Like, and it was, I have never been so grateful. I mean, there's just those moments like that where you realize there are really good people that really do want to support one another. And I think that if I may transfer, or I guess sort of transition us to a conversation around Instagram, because that's really my bread and butter. That's my special secret space, if you will. But there's something that you said to me at Amplify that has really stuck with me for the months that have transpired since. And I don't know if I will ever stop using the word now, but, when we were discussing like what Burma Media does and what Beyond the Method teaches, right? It's lead generation for real estate agents and for mortgage professionals through the Instagram platform in the form of active prospecting. And you're like, no, hold on. You're building a community. And I was like, what? And then getting to spend that time talking to you and learning about it, it was like, holy crap. No, she's so right. But then when I went and did my research on you, like, you're already doing that, right? So I want to just get your take on your Instagram, right? Which is beautiful and very well branded and very inviting, I think is a good word. And that's something that I think is important. But how did you come up with that like terminology or phrasing? Like, why did you feel like Instagram is supposed to be this community building platform?
Well, if you think about it, I think it depends how people look at it. I think, so what's become, I'm going to use the word sexy. Like everyone's like, ooh, I got to be like viral. And I'm not really that cool. Right. So I think that part of it is,
I disagree.
But I think people kind of fixate on the wrong thing. I think there's, you know, oh, I'm going to go on here and I'm going to be on trend. And I am, you know, I love my Star Wars and all that. So I think people chase, I want to be this way I got to fit this mold, right, to project out to the world. And it's like, no, I think it is if we can convey who we are and attract our tribe and our community. So to me, that's what it is. I want to work with my community, right? I think you too, all of us, right? So if whatever you do, I don't care if you are a realtor, you're a lender, or you work in a clothing store or whatever, your community are the people that you're going to connect with and that want to be with you. So for me, if thinking of Instagram, it's like, okay, I can try to be viral and follow a trend and do the little pointy thing that I don't really understand, right? Like, which, good on you if it works for you. But it's, to me, it's like, okay, I want to get on there and I want to, and what you do, right, is you help people like me. So realtors find my community, right? So if I love Star Wars, I'm a huge Harry Potter Star Wars nerd. I just am like, don't let me loose in someone's house that their kid has toys, because I might hang out in there. But that's who are going to be attracted to me, right? Like if, and I think that's the key, is on Instagram or on social media, I want the people to follow me who are going to get me and who are going to say, that's my person, right? That I'm not. So I think it's super important to not be you. And I think a lot of us want to be like, oh, I'm supposed to be this, or I'm supposed to talk like this, or I'm supposed to wear this, or I'm supposed to say this. And it's discongruous. It's not who they are. And then it's like, people are like, I want to work with everyone. Do you really? Like, no, you don't, right? Like, I want to work with people that are going to say, oh yeah, I really feel like I can trust her. She knows what she's talking about. I get her. We're going to work well together. I don't want to fight my way through a relationship. And so for you, the genius thing that you do, because at first I was like, huh? Right? Like, you know,
I remember that. Yeah.
Right. Well, because everything, look, for realtors, especially, and lenders and a lot of people, if you go on platforms, that's like, oh, I'm going to teach you to lead generate. And to me, cold lead generation is painful. Mm. And that's not what you do. Like, I'm sorry, anyone who's had to chase, and I'm going to pick on Zillow, but Zillow, I'm not picking on you, in case the mothership is listening. Anyone who's, right, like all of a sudden the computer's going to turn off. Anyone who chases, you know, hey, someone filled in a form and they didn't know, but all of a sudden I'm going to call them or whatever. That is not what I'm about. What you do is you find my people, right? So my past clients, my friends, my family, my people, and you would find my fellow Star Wars nerds, right? Yep. And you're going to connect us together. That's going to create a community that they want to invite me into. I don't want to have to like appear on someone's feed and then they're like, why is she here? Or why is she calling me? Or what do you want? I want that kind of sameness. And so to me, what you do is so different because you're let's, you know, like you love CrossFit.
Yep.
You're super good at it. And those people and you are going to be super relative. I've never been to CrossFit. I'm a little scared of it. And so if I'm like, yo, it's like, you know, saying, oh, I'm a skier. I don't like skiing. It's cold and my knees hurt. I'm not sure about getting off the lift. Like I have this fear that I'm just going to not go in circles. I'm not a skier. Right. So, but seriously, right. So I'm not going to be like, oh, skiing's awesome. Like, I don't know anything about it. And yeah. So we try to be who we're not. Right. Instead of find that community of people that are going to want to connect with us for who we are and what we do.
Well, and to piggyback off that, if I may, the important part of what you just described is the outbound effort of building a community has to happen. Like, and that's really what I've spent years trying to figure out. Right. Which, and knock on wood, I think I figured it out. But the outbound effort is only part of the battle. And I think that that's an important piece to not skip over, because we're outbound prospecting, we're spending time talking to new people. You're a Star Wars person. Okay, so how do we build a Star Wars community for you in Charlottesville? Well, most people are scared of the thought of that. They're like, how do you do that? Well, hello, it's actually a lot easier than you think it is, but we have to have that conversation, right? That's a whole nother podcast episode. But yeah. The secondary piece to that is that your content has to speak to it. So if I'm a CrossFit person and I am in the DMs of people who CrossFit all the time, right? But I don't have any content on my account anywhere that says that I CrossFit or that showcases that I CrossFit. now we have a big disconnect. So right. am I really who I say I am? And in a digital space like Instagram, we have very little time to earn the right to be in someone's messages. We have really one, maybe two shots to send them a message. And if we mess that up, game over. They are not going to respond to the third one if they don't respond to the first two. And I think that, like even yesterday, I posted a video in my stories about CrossFit. I'm in the middle of the CrossFit Open and I was doing some handstand walking. And in my head, I was like, you know, I'm just handstand. Like I didn't think much of it. But the amount of people that reached out about that and were like, oh my gosh, this is insane. Like you're a professional gymnast. I was like, dude, no, I am definitely not. But the conversations, my point is that we're sharing content about us. We're talking about us in a way that makes us feel relatable, right? And if all of you guys listening to this, if I wanted to scare you, I could sit here and tell you about Marjorie's production and you'd be like, holy shit, right? You'd be like, this woman is an insane powerhouse. Like she doesn't have time for me. But that's the point is, yes, she does. Yes, you do, right? Because you create that relatability. You create that authenticity of like, hey, no, whether you're a $200,000 buyer or whether you're a $1.2 million buyer, you've earned the right to be in my space no matter what. So I think that we can't forget about the content side because like for you being a Star Wars nerd, I better see Star Wars all over the place.
See enough of it, right? Because I think that I will say realtors as a group, we're kind of programmed. We've been programmed for years. Those of us, especially that aren't like 22, right. But that you kind of have, oh, here's your business world. Right. And here's your personal world. And so for a lot of us kind of combining all of that is newer, even though it's not in some ways, but I think that, look, most people are like, I need to be on Instagram. So what they do, and I did this too, right. Is I'm like, okay, I'm going to go check out all these people's Instagrams. I'm just going to do that. So we end up with the scrolly little things that people can Google. Right. And I think because we feel like I want to provide value to who might be there, right? I want to not just I don't talk a lot, no accolades because who cares, but I need to speak a language and connect with you in a way that's going to mean something to you. But I think we all try to do it either the same way or this went viral. So I'll do the little finger pointy thing.
Yep.
So I think we don't spend enough time going, okay, this is I can't just Google this, right? I think, and that's the thing too. Like, we're like, I'm just going to do a three scroll. And by the way, I'm super guilty of this. So go on my Instagram now before Michelle fixes me. And you're going to see a lot of stuff that you're like, yeah, everybody does that. Uh-huh. Cause we all are like that. Well, that must be working. And so instead it's like, okay, so now I've started videos of things that I love. Cause I love some quirky stuff, right? Like I've got my Legos. I love my colored pens that smell good. Like I just think like, what do we love and what do people love? And it's pretty funny when you start talking about that, but what are things that I do that help people? What are fun things that I get to do that really makes a difference in my clients' lives? You can't Google that. And so I think we kind of get a little stuck in what we're supposed to do because that's what everyone's doing. And it kind of makes us all, that's why I think most content, realtor content, and I say this as a realtor, is pretty boring, right? Like we all, you know, because just listed, just sold, and I'm just listed and just sold, which is important. It is important. We have to showcase things for our clients as well as you see, I actually do this. But I think we hesitate to show who we are and we feel we have to fit in a box and we shouldn't, right? Like, I think we've got to be who we are unapologetically. Now, within like, don't go crazy.
Boundaries. Yeah, boundaries.
You know, maybe some things not people shouldn't hear. I mean, like,
yeah, totally.
Compliance is good, right? But I think that's the thing. I think the people, and the irony is, if we kind of scroll through who we follow and what we laugh at and what we're doing, it's because that they're unapologetically them, right? And so that's the biggest thing I've been learning, quite honestly, which is sort of a duh over the past year is, okay, you know, I'm not trying to relate to everybody and I won't. And so I think if we can just spend more time having them get to know us and the fun things we do or the weird things we like within reason, that's what people see, right? And so it's been interesting because it is sort of self-explanatory. You know, you think, yeah, yeah. But then you seem to fall into the trap of, oh, I better do this, right? And so I think having someone like you who not only is an expert at it, but what you do that I love is the connection, right? So you help me connect to my people already. Because one of the big struggles we have is you know, I don't want to invade their space, but I do want to be connected with all my friends and past clients and current clients and, you know, my spheres. And I want to be engaging with them. I don't want to stalk them, but I want to be part of their lives, but be interesting. And I think we all don't necessarily, the way you do it is so different in that you connect and then help me connect with those people that are naturally going to work with me versus me fighting this battle of, I just got to pay for an ad to appear, you know, to people that maybe I get their contact info, but then I'm trying to chase this down a rabbit hole. That's not what I want to do.
Well, quite frankly, people, and I say this very lovingly to the people who spend a lot of money on overproduced content, but people are tired. The consumers of Instagram in general, right? The general consensus is that we are tired of overproduced content. And I had a client who I had a really hard conversation with and was like, okay, what's your budget? Because he keeps asking, Michelle, I need you to take this over. And I'm like, okay, well, this is how much it costs. And so what's your budget? And he's like, well, it's not that. And I'm like, okay, well then what are you spending on other things? And one of them was he has a video editor that he goes into their studio every month, records 10 videos a month. They do all the editing. They add all of this, in my opinion, it's ridiculous B-roll. That should not be part of the content, right? It's images and videos of people that don't look like him, like literally. And it's, you know, people walking in an office in really overproduced, like they just look fake. It just looks fake. Right. And I said to him, I said, you're spending $800 a month on this. Why? Like, what is the point? Right. Because I record a video with my phone walking up and down in my driveway. I use ChatGPT to help me with a specific script. I upload it into a teleprompter app and it's on my Instagram within 30 minutes. Right. And I think that the point of that, and I say all of those things to say to you, the smelly pens thing, when you said that, I was like laughing on the inside because I love them, like love them. Right. But here's the thing. Here's how this ties in. Overproduced content doesn't allow me to see that version of you. Right. But when we are talking about what kind of content should you be producing, as a realtor, right, there are pillars, there are specific pieces of content that are required of you in order to showcase transactional history, build credibility in your space. But a video of you, Marjorie, going into a fun local boutique that sells those pens, that is what is storytelling to your client. So when you're talking about, hey, Michelle, you can help me stay in touch with my database. Absolutely. And our job is to get your database to start consuming you on Instagram. But when your database gets there, the question then becomes, what are they consuming? Are they getting shoved with real estate down their throat? Or are they getting to know, you know, Marjorie going into all of these cute little, like traveling within the 5 sub-cities or tri-cities of where you live to find all of these cute boutiques that have these fun smelly pens? Do you not think that would be so freaking fun to record for you?
Yeah, especially because I'd get to go buy more pens. But I think
that's what people want.
Yeah. And people like, and tying into the community, right? Like we're huge foodies. My husband's a chef. We love to eat. We know all the great places to eat. There's nothing more I love than we're working with people. I'm like, you got to go here and you got to go here. So translate, I've got to be translating that more and working on that, right? Translating that to Instagram. My child's a tattoo artist, right? So I have all these different facets. I love to read. So sharing like great books. I think it's the things that are genuine. We have dogs. I love my dogs, right? And you know, I love my kids. And so I think we though have been programmed at some point on, you know, it's funny because you go to, I don't know if it's a class or someone tells you like, you got to post this on this day, right? We're either so far out of it that we're trying to get into it. So we don't know what to do. Right. So then there's like this, there's a fear, honestly, as well, is a lot of people don't like to see themselves on video. So they're really, really fighting video because there's this feeling of, well, you got to be perfect. And like your teeth are supposed to be super white. Right. And like, you know, I don't like my voice. Then don't listen to your, you know, then just post it. So I think it's getting over the first, it's almost like we've got to start. And even if it's not great, then we got to get better. I think convincing people that, look, this isn't going away. Like I don't know, the interweb isn't going anywhere. Right. And I think that, you know, people think of it as frivolous in some ways too, right? I think, which it's not, because it's a connection tool. Mm-hmm. And I think about like the things that I love to watch on there. And what makes me laugh. I love to laugh, you know, I like to go on and just crack up, right? I love a demotivational video that I will all day long. I'm like all about a motivational quote. I'm, but I can only read so many of those, but I love the ones, right, where it's like the rainbow. It's like, don't try, you can't do it. And I'm like, that's all. That's yes. Right. So I like it when someone says, here's how I messed up today. Cause every one of us feel like we have to be so perfect. Like, here's what happened. So I think, that's what, but you know, if you're not quirky, then be serious. And if you're, you know, I just think that we try to, cause how about we become viral for we post something and it's not us and we become known for it. And then that's what people expect. And it's not who we are. It's gotta be the worst thing that could happen. So
I want to remind you of your superpower, which is building a community, right? And the concept behind building that with your clients. And I think as real estate agents, like, this is such a good conversation for people who are listening or new to the game, or they're old in the game in that sense, right? Meaning they've been in the business for 28 years, like you have. We want, as consumers, right? I'm about to be 34 for context, right? But we as consumers in my age group, and really just in general, right, our home buying population, we crave feeling heard and feeling connected to people. So if you go and you record videos of you walking into the top five boutique stores that you recommend for smelly pens in Charlottesville, Virginia, I'm watching that, right? Because I'm like, whoa, this is cool. Like, this is really unique. But at the same time, what does that do, right? And I really want to hit this home, because what does that type of content do? That makes me, as a potential client, feel connected to you as a human being first. We build connection based off the shared mutual love of smelly pens. And we then have a really good conversation in our messages, right? We're going back and forth. Maybe I'm sending you a voice note, you're responding to me with a voice note. We're like getting to hear each other's voice. We're getting to know each other personally. And then you, Marjorie, as the realtor, say to me, Michelle, hey, Michelle, I think the next thing, honestly, is just for us to jump on a call. I've loved getting to know you. It seems like there's some synergy. Do you have some time on Friday to chat, right? How easy is that? When you have built that relationship over something that to you and me, or to someone listening to this, they might be like, smelly pens, that's kind of weird. Well, okay, that might be weird to them, but it's not weird to us, right? And we are enjoying this conversation with each other to the point where you, Marjorie, slide in and say, hey, I'd like to jump on a call and see if there's some synergy. And then what happens with this, when we focus on building a community with our people in our area, and when I say community, I don't just mean like people that are like-minded. I mean, people that are like-minded, share mutual interests, and are hyper-local, right? That is how powerful this is. Because when you're recording the video of the top five places to buy smelly pens in Charlottesville, guess how all of that is getting promoted? Locally, right? You're building and pounding pavement in those areas locally on a digital platform, and you can scale that very easily. How many doors can you knock as compared to how many people can you comment on in the same hour? Right? In your same hyperlocal city. So when you take that and you move it to, okay, Marjorie's now calling me and I answer the phone and I'm like, yeah, what's up? Like, it doesn't make it hard. Right. And I think that my focus, and one of the things that I know you focus on, cause you said, I don't like cold calling. It's awful. It sucks. Right. So how do we eliminate that barrier of entry to, this feels really hard, I don't want to do it. Community build first, pick up the phone and then call them afterwards. And the first 5 minutes you're talking about smelly pens before you actually even start talking about real estate. And all of a sudden you're no longer having a sales call.
When you think about it, we know this, right? We know people work with people. They want to work with people they know, like, and trust. Yeah. And so now you're getting to know someone through their social, right? And so you feel like you know people that you don't know because you connect with them and their content, and they make you laugh, or they make you cry, or they make you feel something, right? They connect to you in some way, they teach you something. And I think that's, we all want that. And that's why I want to work with people. I don't want to feel like I'm having to pull someone through an entire trip, right? Like, it's nothing worse than if you work with someone and it's like, they don't trust you, and everything you say, it's almost like, okay, I've got to convince you that I really do mean for the best for you. And that's not something that's fun. Or, you know, the kind of chasing someone who has no interest that I have to try to convince them to, like, I don't need to call you and say, no, Michelle, really, you should buy a house. Oh no, you're nothing. You should. No, everyone should buy. No, they shouldn't. You know, that's not, I'm looking for, hey, I'm putting my hand up and I do want to connect with someone and man, you look like someone I at least want to talk to start with. That's how we build this community versus this fishing for people that don't necessarily have an interest in a cold way. That's
well, and he or she who you're talking to about smelly pens, for example, right? I love this example. So sorry for those listening who are like, okay, Michelle,
I promise I like other things.
Same, but smelly pens are one of them. So I'm about to send you some smelly pens now after this, Marjorie. But when you're having this conversation with someone about something like that, right? And our focus is to make them feel comfortable with us. The point is that we're building this really genuine, authentic relationship with them because we're talking about something that you and the other person love, or obviously are entertained by, if you will. Now, the thing that's important to mention is, why do a lot of people not talk to real estate agents? Or why do not a lot of people not buy houses? A lot of it has to do, from my own research, has to do with fear is a big one, right? Fear is the barrier of entry to home buying to them feels hard, or they're insecure about something. I'm insecure about my credit score. I'm insecure about my marital status. I'm not sure. I'm insecure about, just list the ways, right? Like there's 15 different things, 20 different things that someone might be insecure about. I'm too young. I don't have enough money in the bank. I'm almost 35. Why have I not bought a house yet? Right? Like all the things that people might make up in their head. Well, if I'm thinking all of those things, but I'm having a conversation with you about smelly pens, and I feel really connected to you, and I feel really like you're listening to me, even if it's about smelly pens, I'm now significantly more likely to open up to you when that part of the conversation does come up. So all of a sudden, my walls are coming down to the point where you as the agent now have the opportunity to maybe show me the way where I never even had the conversation because I didn't think there was a way, right? Whereas yeah. I think most first-time homebuyers, and Marjorie, you would know this better than I do, but most first-time homebuyers don't know that they want to be a first-time homebuyer until they're actually becoming a first-time homebuyer, you know?
Well, there's so many, there's fear of, look, there's so many terms and steps, and I don't know what that means. And I also think when you don't know something, you don't want to look like, well, I don't know what that means. I don't want to ask, because people will be like, I'm sorry, I'm going to ask this question. I'm like, where do we start being sorry? Like, I'm here to ask me 1,000 questions. Like I speak fast. I'm a high D, but man, I'll sit here for 3 hours, ask questions, because look what you do. Like, again, I know what Instagram is, but the whole back behind scenes, I don't know how it works. When I say don't want, I mean that lovingly. That's what you do. And I would trust you to do it. But I think when we don't know something first, I've done it for 28 years. So for me, it's, I speak the realtor speak. And that's, I think, something we do too. Whatever organization or company, whatever we do for a living, we speak like that. Mm-hmm. And then other people are like, I have no idea what all those acronyms mean. And I don't even know what the first step is. And I feel like I'm going to ask a stupid question. First, there are no stupid questions. So if we could all just, I don't go anywhere and be like, I'm asking this question, here it is. And guess what? 20 other people that are there are like, oh, I have that question too, but I was afraid to ask it. Why are, and no one's going to punch you, right? Like, I think it's this fear. We all have this fear, and it's like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. Say it. Like, I can tell you, like I said, like, you know, people be like, oh, I create this code for, I'm like, I don't even what. So we know what we know. We know what we don't know. And so I think if we can go on and say, hey, this question was asked, I get this question every day. It's a great question, right? Because I think there is that fear of not knowing something that all of us, I mean, we all do what we do. We're specialists in what we do, and we got to go find those people to help us do it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the fun too. I mean, I think I love what I do, right? There's nothing better than getting, whether it's someone's first home, whether it's their 10th home, whether they're downsizing, you know, there are tragic reasons people move that they need us as well. Those are of course not fun, but we're so important in that role. We make a big difference in people's lives, and you do too. We all do in what we do. And I think if you think of it that way, and the, like, the honor it is to get to work with someone and help someone in whatever way, if helping them buy a house, connecting them to the doctor that they're going to work with, telling them the best place to go to Mama Bird's and go to Umma's here and get some Korean food. Like that's important, right? That's what people need to know. And I think we lose sight of it, especially the market gets harder and and we get stuck in like, blah, 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 you know, we get in the negative. It's like, okay, get out there and see how we can help someone connect with someone and change. I mean, we can change people's lives and what we do. I mean, we're so lucky.
So we just lucky. Are. So lucky. And I think it's, I have this like burning fire in me to make it more obvious to people that Instagram is not what they think it is. And I think that that's something that you and I connect on so much because you do the same exact thing in your business every single day, right? It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be this thing that feels like, well, I'm too old for that. Or, you know, I don't want to do the dancing videos and I don't want like, has anybody seen me do a dancing video in a long time? Like, guys, I do this for a living and I don't do that, right? Like, here's your permission to not have to do that. But no, in all seriousness, like I am sitting here right now recording this with you thinking 10 years ago, I never would have dreamt of doing what I'm doing. Like, there's no way you could have told me 10 years ago that I'd be running a 7-figure company with 10 employees working from home full time, raising a 2.5-year-old married to the man of my dream. Like, you, I would have laughed at you. Like, there's just no way that I would have thought that. But that's what Instagram has done for me. And in order to do what I have done, all I've focused on is building relationships with people, being super genuine, finding people that I feel connected to. I will never forget that one of the biggest clients I've ever landed in my career was when I talked about BabyWise, the sleep training that I did with my kid. Right. And having this conversation with her, and she's been a client for 2.5 years. She has come to both birthdays, first and second birthday for my son. She'll be at his third birthday. Now, she's a real estate agent. So yes, she was an ideal client for me, but guess what? She's now a friend, like a true, genuine friend that I know if I needed to buy or sell in Salina, Texas, I'd be calling Jill. Right. And yeah. That's part of her job as a real estate agent, right? That's part of your job as a real estate agent, Marjorie, is to make me, to build that relationship with that person where it goes far beyond the transaction itself. And it's like, hey, Marjorie, you said something about such and such restaurant. I can't remember the name. Can you tell me where? And this is 6 months past our transaction now, right? But I'm still calling you because I want to know about the restaurant. Like, that's what Instagram has the power to do for you. That's what just being a darn good human has in store for you. And I think if you and I are so lucky that we get to do what we love to do and translate that into, we actually get to put food on the table for our families too at the same time. So lucky.
Yeah. I mean, I think, and more people, I think we got to think as you're listening, you know, whatever it is that you do. And if you're a realtor, it's like, okay, what, you know, kind of raise your hand and say, I do need to go on the interweb. I do need to commit to the thing that's never going to go away, right? Which is social media, and reach out to Michelle and understand how you can make it genuine to you. Cause I think the all of us that fight it, it's because it feels so not, we're having to do something that's not us. And that's not true. Make it you, and connect with the people you want to connect with that give you joy in doing business with them, and becoming friends with them. I mean, I still talk to the people that I sold the first house to in my career, you know, we still talk. And I think that's what we're trying to do. And again, community is the right word. And that's what you do. And you're so funny because you never give yourself, you like, you need to, I keep wanting to work with you and giving yourself more credit because you are a badass. You're so good at what you do. And I think that's what's fantastic about you too, because there's no ego. And I think the people that are really good at what they do and love what they do, that's not a huge component of who they are, right? Like, it's not this need. The self-promotion isn't the point. It's the connection.
Absolutely. Always. And that will always be the fabric of everything I think that we do. And as long as we take that mentality into anything that we do and anything that we choose to do that we're not currently doing, we'll win. Right. And that's the mentality. But Marjorie, obviously you run a kick-ass real estate team. You sell a lot of houses. You do a lot of coaching. So if you're a real estate agent listening to this, and Marjorie is someone who you're like, man, she's my girl. All of her information will be in my show notes for this episode. You can watch us on YouTube. You can watch the full length video there. But Marjorie, I do want to be a good steward of your time. I can't even talk. I've had too much caffeine today, but I do want to be a good steward of your time. And will you tell people how they can connect with you? Where can we find you, and what's next for you?
Yep. So I'm in Charlottesville, Virginia. So you can certainly Google me. You'll connect with me on Instagram. You will find my website. So it's Marjorie Adam Team. And I would love to connect. And honestly, people reach out to me and I need help with this. And I am happy to help you. Happy to connect with you or connect with you with the right person that you need to be connected with. But I think, look, today's the day. You know, it's if there's changes, right? If you're sitting there and thinking, ooh, I'm struggling with something. Let's go, right? Let's work on it. Let's do something. Let's make it so that you have more joy every day. That's the goal. And love what you do and call Michelle because she will help you figure out the Instagram.
The Instagram webs are my specialty.
That's right.
But in all seriousness, Marjorie, thank you so much. And for those of you guys who are listening, if you loved this, please subscribe to our channel, comment, and leave us a review on Spotify or Apple, and let us know who you think we should interview next. You can DM Marjorie, you can DM me, interview her. If you're listening to this and you have your own podcast, please reach out to Marjorie and interview her. But it's been so fun. And again, Marjorie, thank you for just your time and spending your afternoon with me. It's been amazing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thanks for being here.
If you enjoyed this episode, please go follow my guests on social media. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving us a review wherever you consume this content.